好，我们大家打开创世纪第44章
Genesis chapter 44，
我们一节一节轮流来读。
We want to read it responsively.
创世纪第44章
Genesis chapter 44。
约瑟吩咐家宰说，把粮食装满这些人的口袋，尽做他们的炉所能驮的，又把个人的银子放在个人的口袋里，并将大家都，并将我的银杯把那少年人抵两的银子同装在他的口袋里，家宰就照约瑟所说的话行了。天地亮就打发那些人带着炉走了，他们出城走了不远，约瑟对家宰说，起来追那些人去。追上了就对他们说，你们为什么以恶报善呢？这不是我主人饮酒的杯吗？岂不是他占卜用的吗？你们这样行是作恶了。家宰追上他们，把这些话对他们说了。他们回答说，我主为什么说这样的话呢？你仆人断不能做这样的事。你看我们从前在口袋里所见的银子尚且从迦南地带来还你，我们怎能从你主人家里偷窃金银呢？你仆人中无论在谁那里收出来，就叫他死，我们也做我主的奴仆。家宰说，现在就照你们的话行吧，在哪里收出来谁就我的奴仆，其余的都没有罪。于是他们个人急忙把口袋卸在地上，个人打开口袋，家宰就搜查，从年长的起到年幼的为止，那杯紧在便雅悯的口袋里搜出来。他们就撕裂衣服，个人把驼子抬在炉上回城去了。犹大和他的弟兄们来到约瑟的屋中，约瑟还在那里，他们就在他面前匍匐在地。约瑟对他们说，你们做的是什么事？你们岂不知像我这样的人必能占卜吗？犹大说，我们对我主说什么呢？还有什么话可说呢？我们怎能自己表白出来呢？神已经查出仆人的罪孽了，我们与那在他手中说出杯来的都是我主的奴仆。约瑟说，我断不能这么行，在谁的手中说出杯来，谁就做我的奴仆，罪你们可以平平安安地上你父亲那里去。犹大哀敬他说，我主啊，求你用仆人说一句话给我主听，不要向仆人发怜悯，因为你如同发牢骚。我主曾问仆人说，你们有父亲有兄弟没有？我们对我主说，我们有父亲，已经年老，还有他老年所生的一个小孩子，他哥哥死了，他母亲只撇下他一个人，他父亲疼爱他。你对仆人说，把他带到我这里来，叫我亲眼看看他。我们对我主说，童子不能离开他父亲，若是离开，他父亲必死。你对仆人说，你们小兄弟若不与你们一同下来，你们就不得再见我的面。我们上到你仆人我们父亲那里，就把我们主的话告诉了他。我们的父亲说，你们再去给我抵些粮来吧。我们就说，我们不能下去，我们小兄弟若和我们同出，我们就可以下去，因为小兄弟若不与我们同往，我们必不得见那人的面。你仆人我的父亲对我说，你们知道我的妻子给我生了两个儿子，一个离开我出去了，我说他必是被撕碎了，直到如今我也没有见他。现在你们又要把这个带去离开我，倘若他遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨下阴间去了。我父亲的命与这童子的命相连，如今我回到你仆人我父亲那里，若没有童子与我们同去，我们的父亲见没有童子，他就必死。这便是我们使你仆人我们的父亲白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨下阴间去了。因为仆人曾向我父亲为这个童子作保说，我若不带他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远担罪。现在求你用仆人住下，替这童子 做我主的奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲的身上。这一段的记载是非常令人深受感动的。
This passage is a passage that moves us greatly.
在人情的困难上。
In the matter of emotional difficulties.
也就是说我们已经没有路可走了。
Sometimes we have no way out.
因为活生生的事实。
There are realities in life.
生命感情的需要。
There are needs emotionally.
把我们缠到一个地步。
Very often, all these things may constrain us. 怎么
样讲理都讲不过去。
In circumstances like that, there is no reasoning.
我有时候很奇怪。
Sometimes I'm curious.
为什么创世纪五十章？
Why among the chapters of Genesis?
最后的这几章。
The last few chapters.
这样详细。
They have so many details.
这样不厌其烦的。
And almost very repetitively.
把细节都记载下来。
That all these details have been recorded.
这些都是人生的写照。
But these are reflection of life.
这是每一个时代都会发生的事情。
These things would happen in all generations.
我们在里面找到总原则。
And we want to find the general principles.
知道我们要怎么做人。
To know how we should live our life.
因为我们不注意这些细节。
If we ignore such details.
我们常常会重新被这种类似的事情缠住了。
Very often we will be tripped by similar events.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们这样查经。
That when we have expository preaching.
抓住里面的精髓。
We will be able to get the essence.
得到里面的教训。
To get the teaching.
深知人性多么脆弱。
To know deeply how fragile we all are.
更敬畏上帝。
And so that we can fear God more.
更真心从话语中间领受生命的力量。
And truly receive strength from the word of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们把今天晚上的聚会交托给你，是你的爱，你的能力吸引我们到你的面前，是你的话所隐藏的智慧、隐藏的奥秘，使我们到你的面前。我们恭敬对你说：主啊，求你用你的光照耀我们，求你用先人所犯过的错误，从人生所得到的经历，成为我们的老师，成为我们的境界，用你的智慧引导我们，好叫我们这一生不重蹈那不必要的挫折，不重受那不必要的后果。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们恭敬把我们的心交托给你。你说要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为你一生的果效是从你的心里发出来的。我们多少时候我们愚昧无知，我们刚愎自用，我们自以为是，以至于我们多代时时代代每时每刻中间有撒旦的牵扰，给我们所受的成为我们自己捆绑自己许多不必要的重担。求主赦免我们，听我们祷告，把今天晚上的聚会每一分每一秒都交托在主里手里。愿主你真理的圣灵光照引导我们，赐我们悟性，赐我们渴慕的心。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名所求的，阿们。
阿们。
我们在看这些兄弟所受的苦难的时候，
When we look at the difficulties that the brothers go through，
我们有一点不愿意知道，为什么约瑟变成这样诡计多端来害他的兄弟呢？
It seems that Joseph has become very cunning, having many traps for his brothers.
已经让他们回去了。
He has allowed them to return home.
再把银钱放在里面。
But he planted some money there.
给他们到了家里，没有一个人有心里的平安。
So that they will have no peace when they return home.
他们把银子带回来的时候，
and when these brothers brought the silver back,
最小的弟弟带回来的时候，
and this time they brought the youngest brother.
这变成全家福、全家乐、最美的大家在一起的一个日子。
It should have been a great reunion for the whole family.
但是当再送他们回去的时候，
but the second time he sent them back,
为什么再把银子又放在他们口袋里？
Why would he plant the silver back there?
最糟糕的事情，
and the worst thing was,
又是这个做宰相自己饮酒的杯又放在这个便雅悯的口袋里。
He placed the silver cup of the prime minister into the sack.
这就表示他们没有办法平安回去。
This means that they will have no peace.
就是为什么要这样做呢？
Why did Joseph do all these things?
就是是不是报仇呢？
Was he trying to take revenge?
完全没有报仇的意念。
Absolutely not so.
他不过很盼望兄弟跟他的聚集不是这样一两次而已。
What he wanted to do was to have more meetings.
但是他又不能一五一十的全部告诉出来。
He could not have told the brothers the truth of the matter.
我就是你的兄弟。
To tell them that he is their brother.
我就是你所卖出去的那个兄弟。
The brother that has been sold into slavery.
你们虽然这段时间受了一些的苦。
Although you folks have been suffering.
但我的苦是比你们更重的。
But I have suffered a lot greater than you have.
我多想念我的父亲。
I really remember my father.
我多想念我的弟弟。
And I treasure my brother.
你们天天可以见他。
Every day you could see these people.
我虽然身为宰相。
Although I am the Prime Minister.
我没有一刻的时间可以随意见我的父亲、我的哥哥、我的弟弟。
I was not free to even have a moment with my father or my brother.
但如果又不就是这样讲的话呢
？If Joseph were to declare all these things,
他的身份是不许可的。
It would not be permissible because he was a Prime Minister.
神的时间也是不许可。
And also the timing of God was not up.
既然上帝让这些事从他17岁就发生了。
And since God allowed all this to happen to him since he was 17,
上帝一定有高过人计划的计划。
Surely God has a plan that is higher than man's plan.
上帝一定有比人定的时间更准确的时间。
And God's timing must be more precise than man's timing.
又是在这些事上是绝对顺从上帝的。
In all these matters, Joseph was absolutely obedient to God.
只能有苦自己受。
He had to suffer in silence.
有苦自己吞。
He has no one else to turn to.
他不与这些兄弟辩论讲解这些的事情。
So he was not able to debate with his brothers or explain himself.
这个人生最困难、最不容易修的功课。
This is a lesson that is most difficult in life.
就是有困难吞下去。
And that is, you have to suffer in silence.
受不言之白，自己承受。
And when unjust things are done to you, you suffer alone.
等候上帝的时间。
And you want to wait for God.
我这一生修这样的功课。
In my life, I have learned this lesson.
有神给我几次的机会。
And God has allowed me to suffer in this way.
有人故意侮辱你。
There are people who want to humiliate me.
故意在公开的地方讲不应该讲的话。
There are people who publicly attack me.
他造化，他毁谤。
There are people who would libel against me.
讲的事情根本不是真实的。
Many things people say about me are not true.
我年轻的看到这种对我的诽谤，对我乱讲的话，我是气得不能承受。
And when I was young, I would be furious over all these accusations.
我很想去打他。
I always feel like beating the person up.
跟他去辩论。
Or going into a great debate.
我发现呢，这很不智慧。
But I think this is not wise.
因为有的人呢，脚踢你的时候，没有人看见。
Some people will kick you without anybody witnessing it.
向他大发脾气，他就给你拍一张照片。
But when you get angry, they will take a picture of you.
所以他脚踢你的时候，没有东西做证据。
So there is no evidence that he has kicked you.
但是你向他发脾气的照片就在他手里。
But when you respond in anger, he has an evidence.
那你永远没有办法洗清。
And forever you cannot escape this.
跳到黄河都洗不清。
There's no way you can have innocence.
所以你就永远受罪了。
So forever you will be accused.
这样的事情我们怎样训练自己呢？
So how do we train ourselves?
圣经说深渊在主。
The Bible says vengeance is with the Lord.
所以你只凭主怒。
And so allow the Lord to be angry.
不要用血气为自己辩护。
Do not defend yourself in anger.
不要上仇敌的当。
And do not fall into your enemy's trap.
就要让你大发脾气的时候显出你的仇肉。
His purpose is to show off your anger.
所以我们要谨慎。
Let us be cautious.
又说是很特别的人。
Joseph was a very special person.
我今天在思想他的生平。
When I think about his life,
当他被卖到埃及的时候
，When he was sold to Egypt,
是一个17岁的青年。
He was only 17.
他从来没有到过埃及。
He has never been to Egypt.
从来不知道埃及的文化。
He doesn't know about his culture.
从来不懂得埃及的语言。
He did not know about their language.
从来没有见埃及的世面。
He has never been there.
从来没有一个朋友。
He had no Egyptian friends.
被卖为奴隶。
And he was sold as a slave.
进入埃及就不是旅客的身份。
So he did not enter Egypt as a tourist.
你进埃及的过程就是奴隶的身份。
He was there as a slave.
是最低的层次。
The lowest social status.
是最被轻看的一个身份。
The most despised position.
他怎样在这个身份中间保持他尊贵的人格呢？
So how did he maintain his character?
他非常有资格。
He was completely worthy.
马上怀疑上帝一切的恩典。
To suspect that God has no grace for him.
非常有资格。
And surely he was qualified.
突然变成一个无神论者。
To suddenly become an atheist.
他如果要埋怨上帝。
If he were to grumble against God.
怀疑上帝。
If he were to doubt God.
绝对绝对完全的资格。
Absolutely, he was qualified to do so.
但是奇怪的事情
，But strangely，
又是在最卑劣的环境中间保持他最尊贵的身份。
In the most horrifying circumstances, he maintained the most honorable status.
在受人最不易的待遇中间保守积极乐观对主的仰望。
And undergoing great unjust circumstances, he was completely optimistic.
一个人11岁的时候是危机的事情。
When you are 11, you are in an age of crisis.
一个人14岁的是第二个危机的事情。
When you are 14, it's your second crisis.
一个人17岁的时候是第三个危机的事情。
And when you're 17, it's the third crisis in your life.
11岁的时候你还很小，但你身体已经不小了。
When you are 11, you're still young, but physically you're growing.
所以人用外貌看你，跟你自己看自己非常不平衡。
And so when you look at yourself versus what people are looking at you, it's very different.
那个时候你的举动，你的这个礼貌，你的这个人格的修养，完全跟你体格的长成不相称的。
At that time, your character, your very nature is different from your physical growth.
所以你看别人都对你不对，人看你什么都不对。
So when you think that others are bad to you, other people look at you, everything making you from mistakes. But when you are 14,
你有个崇拜英雄的心态。
At that time, you worship heroes.
所以除非真正可以使你口服心服的人，你就完全降服在他下面。
And you will worship a hero that you really feel that is great.
否则你自己就转折一遍，变成英雄，要人听你的话。
If you cannot find a hero, very often you will become a hero yourself.
很多人在14岁的时候离开教会。
Therefore, many people will leave the church when they are 14.
很多人在14岁的时候失去信仰。
And when they are 14, they lose their faith.
很多人，特别的男孩子，在14岁的时候轻看他的牧师，轻看他的爸爸，轻看他的老师，从此就变成又不能自立，又什么都不要依靠人的一个怪物。
There are many young people, especially young men, when they are 14, they look down on their pastor, their father, their teacher.
所以教会对14岁的青年用哪一种人去做他们的领袖，主日学老师，青少年的这个辅导非常重要，非常需要。
It is therefore very, very important for the church to know what type of people they would bring about to take care of the 14-year-olds.
17岁的时候是第三个危机。
But when you are 17, you will face your third crisis.
一个人17岁的时候，理智就发展起来了。
At 17, your reason will be developed.
开始不顺从权威，开始什么都反对。
You will start to be disobedient to authority and oppose everything.
反正不能通过他理性的讨论的都是没有道理，都是独断，都是迷信，都是强迫，都是独裁，所以他就开始反权威，反传统。
A 17-year-old will treat things that he cannot understand as something that is against reason.
就在这个危机的时期，约瑟遇到了人生最大的困难。
And Joseph was 17 when he faced the greatest difficulty.
所以到底约瑟在埃及有谁做他的辅导呢？
In Egypt, who would be his mentor?
有哪一个牧师讲到给他听呢？
Was there a pastor who preached to him?
有哪一个团契的同工可以劝勉他，可以鼓励他？
Was there a co-worker from a fellowship that would counsel him?
答案是一个绝对的零。
The answer must be absolutely none.
所以他这个时候完全失落。
At that time, he must have been in complete loss.
很可怕的一个时期。
A most horrifying time.
他的圣经就在那一段里面几次讲到神与他同在。
But the Bible recorded many times that the Lord was with him.
与他同在。
That God was with him.
是他说办的事都顺利。
That everything he did prospered.
当波提法看见他的事都顺利的时候，就什么东西都信任给他了。
That was why Potiphar allowed him to have great power.
这是表示神的恩典超过人所受的苦难。
It tells us that the grace of God surpasses the difficulties we face.
当我们的生命遇到各样的困难的时候，
In our life when we face all sorts of difficulties,
抓住我要敬畏主，我要享受主的同在。
You must grab hold of the fact that you need to fear the Lord and to enjoy His presence.
我们这几个礼拜几次看见又是大哭。
In these few weeks, we talk about how Joseph
看见他的兄弟，他哭出来。
When he saw his brothers, he wept.
他又不能在众人面前流眼泪。
He could not weep before them.
他要找一个地方，找一个可以孤独的地方，大哭一场，然后洗了脸再跑出来。
What he did was to go to another room and weep, and then wash his face and face the brothers.
这种心情有谁了解呢？
Who would understand such emotions?
这是真正存在主义。
This is real existentialism.
真正发觉自己的存在是孤独的存在，是没有人可以了解的自我的存在。
He truly discovered how he exists a lonely life.
特别是看到他自己亲弟弟的时候。
Especially when he saw his own brother.
此此此情。
The emotions he must have felt.
是一生中间没有几次的经验。
Would be very unique in his lifetime.
又不能讲出来。
And he could not recognize them openly.
那我们怎样处理这样的事情？
How do we take care of such things?
所以我不能说约瑟是故意用诡计来害他的兄弟。
And so I cannot say that Joseph was cunning and tried to trick his brothers.
真正的目的就是一个。
He had only one goal.
兄弟啊，你们走了，我就不能再看见你了。
He knew that if the brothers left, he would never see them again.
我没有理由叫你回来的。
There are no reasons to summon them back.
你们如果那边够东西吃，你也不来了。
They would not come if there's enough food back
there. 我也没有理由在这么多人来逼粮的时候，特别要你们的地址。
And certainly he cannot get their address out of so many people.
而且我又知道你的父亲雅各，也就是我的父亲。
He knew that Jacob, his father, was still back there.
我们是牧羊的人。
They are shepherds.
我们是游牧民族。
Nomadics.
我们根本没有固定的地址。
There are no fixed address for them.
你们回去了，我可能永远不能再看到你。
He knew that after they leave, he will never see them again.
所以他一定要用办法使他们再回来。
So he must have some idea.
什么办法呢？把银杯放在他们里面。
So he placed the silver cup in the sack.
告诉你偷我的东西，回来就回来了。
Summon them back for stealing.
没有办法的办法。
This is a way,
所以我告诉你，有一些人做的事情好像很奇怪，好像很怪癖。
Sometimes we look at things that other people do, they look very strange.
你一点都不赞成他这么做法。
And you would not agree with their methods.
但是做人先想别人的困难，不要先想自己的困难。
But as a person, we ought to think about the difficulty others face first.
你想想，处在他那种地位里面。
Put yourself in that person's shoes.
如果他不用那个办法，他还有什么办法吗？
If the person did not use that method, is there another method?
他没有别的办法的可能。
Perhaps there's no way out.
神有时就许可人有这些的事情发生。
And so that sometimes God allows these things to happen.
因为上帝知道人的本体不过是尘土而已。
God knew that we are but made of dust.
就是又用了一些外邦人的词句是不适合于有信仰的人士讲的。
Joseph used some words that belong to the Gentiles.
你为什么拿我主人的杯呢？
Why did you take the cup of my master?
你岂不知这是他占卜用的吗？
Do you not know that this is used for divination?
以色列人是上帝的子民。
The Israelites are the people of God.
怎么可以用占卜这个词句呢？
So they could not have used the word divination.
又是自己亲口又说。
But Joseph himself said,
你岂不知我能占卜吗？
Do you not know that I can find things out?
这是他站在埃及人的地位。
But he is speaking as an Egyptian.
用埃及人的惯词
to use the words of the Egyptian
来使他的弟兄没有办法查出原来他就是他们的兄弟。
That the brothers would not suspect that he is a Jew.
这其实都是因为上帝的时间还没有到。
All this happened because the timing of God was not up yet.
我们在过几章的时候。
So a few chapters later,
当你看见上帝的时间到的时候，
when you see how the time was of God,
一切的一切都变成这么美，
all things will have a beautiful
ending, 这么伟大，
great ending,
这么完全的结束，
such a perfect ending.
但是这个时间没有到的时候，
but now the time was not up.
我们不要太急替自己行事。
And so do not be too anxious.
我后来学了很多功课，
and learn many lessons.
人家回谤我。
When people malign me,
人家攻击我，
when I'm accused by others,
人家造许多的谎言来羞辱我，
when people lie and humiliate me,
后来我决定说，主啊，我把这一切都交在你手里。
Later I make a decision, I say, Oh Lord, I give you all these things.
他讲的对不对是他向你负责的。
Whatever that person has said, he has to be held accountable to you.
他讲的不是我做的。
Things that he said are not things that I've done.
是他自己讲自己写出来自己做的这些谎话，那么主啊，你怜悯他吧。
He has invented all these lies. Oh Lord, have mercy on him.
那么有的人很生气。
But some people are furious.
唐牧师，人家这样写你，你不讲话吗？
They say, Dr. Tong, people write all these things about you. Are you not going to respond?
你为什么你不为自己申辩呢？
Why don't you defend yourself?
我只有一句话。
I only say this
in return. 上帝呼召我不是为自己辩护的。
That God has not called me to defend myself.
上帝呼召我是为了传上帝的道。
God has called me to preach His word.
所以我放弃神给我的这份，去做人常情里面的事情，这不是我应该做的事情。
It is not right for me to release, to abandon what God has called me to do things of men.
一次再过一次，这些事发生了以后。
And time after time when these things happen.
现在我变成一个麻木不仁的人了。
Now I'm quite numb to all these things.
有的人攻击我，把攻击的话念给我听的，他看我在旁边在笑。
When people read to me all these letters of accusation, they look at me and I'm smiling.
念的人一面念一面大发脾气，看见我在讲，你笑什么？
And people who read the letters get so furious and ask me, why are you still smiling?
我说很好笑，怎么人可以讲这种话呢？
I say I find it very funny that people would write this
way. 人怎么勇敢讲这种没有的事情？
Why are they so bold in lying?
我就讲为什么他变成这样的人？
And so I want to find out why did he become like this?
很奇怪的。
Very funny.
起先对你好得不得了。
In the beginning, they were very nice.
亲得不得了。
They are very close.
需要你得不得了。
They need you.
等到你不回应他的需要的时候。
But when you do not fulfill their needs,
反过来告你。
They will turn around and accuse you.
举一个很简单的例子。
A simple example.
有一个人对我很尊重。
There was a person who honored me greatly.
好得不得了。
Very nice to me.
后来他提出一个要求。
Then later he had this demand.
我盼望唐牧师按立我做牧师。
He says, Dr. Tong, would you ordain me as a minister?
我想不行啊。
I said no.
因为他读的神学只有几堂。
Because he's not too theologically well versed.
我的学生读到硕士了，我还不要给他按理，因为他不及格就是不及格。
Some of my students have master's degree and I would not ordain them.
所以我就觉得不能了。
So I told this person no.
结果怎么样吗？
And in the end,
你既然不按理我，
since you will not ordain me,
我就利用你。
I will use you.
再不能利用你，
and if I cannot use you,
大发脾气攻击你，
I will get angry and accuse you.
事情就是这样发生。
And that was what happened.
这次我回想到什么呢？
And it reminded me.
波提法对约瑟说。
Of Potiphar speaking to Joseph.
你跟我睡觉吧。
Potiphar's wife is sleeping with me.
波提法的太太，对不起。波提法的太太对约瑟说。
The wife of Potiphar said to Joseph,
你跟我睡觉吧。
Sleep with me.
又说说不。
Joseph said no.
你跟我睡觉吧。
And she said, sleep with me. No.
然后他就告波提法，是他要跟我睡觉，所以衣服在这里。
And so she accused him in front of Potiphar.
就是这样。
That was what it was like.
又是从17岁。
At 17.
他已经身历百战。
Joseph would have encountered many such things.
灵性成熟到一个地步。
He was so mature spiritually.
到最后见到他兄弟的时候。
Then in the end, when he met his brothers,
他只盼望再见。
All he wanted to do was to see them again.
透过他们可以见到他的弟弟。
And wanted to see his own brother.
透过他们可以见到他的爸爸。
And also his father.
所以他完全不把这些兄弟对他的仇恨放在心里面。
So he never remembered all the bad things they did to him.
这种伟大的人格。
Such a great character.
今天在教会里面有多少啊？
How many of such people can we find in the church today?
这种伟大的回应，
such a great response.
在我们生命中间有几次啊？
How many times have we done the same thing in our life?
真正要做圣经的学生。
We truly need to be student of the Bible.
真正要做这些圣徒的门徒。
We truly should be disciples of all these saints.
因为他们在几千年以前，
so many thousands of years ago,
已经把人性最尊贵最荣耀的那些方面向我们显明出来。
They have displayed the most glorious things about human character.
今天我们所读的圣经，
The Bible we read today,
给我们看见把他们请客了以后，
shows us that after the banquet,
就是爱弟弟的心情只能表达不能讲出来。
Joseph could only express his love to his own brother.
所以给他的菜五倍多。
And he gave him five times more food.
我不知道那一天呢，就变两名吃了有没有泻肚子？
I don't know whether Benjamin will have a bad stomach.
怎么可以吃这么多的东西呢？
How can he have taken so much food?
这不表示一个心意。
But what Joseph was doing,
这是全世界我唯一的弟弟，
was to express his love for his only brother in the world,
唯一同父同母的孤儿，
the only brother with the same mother.
这是我几十年盼望见没有见的人。
The brother he has longed to see for decades.
当我见的时候，他已经这样大的年龄。
And when he met him again, he's already so old.
虽然如此，我是他的哥哥。
But I am his elder brother.
是个身份比他高、心情比他孤单的哥哥。
A brother who is very lonely.
是一个在埃及做宰相被自己的百姓丢弃的哥哥。
A brother who is prime minister in Egypt but abandoned by his own people.
是一个虽然持守信仰在异地看到个人拜偶像痛苦的哥哥。
A brother who suffered because he had pure faith, but his people, the Egyptians, are worshipping idols.
今天见了你，可能永远再不见面的哥哥。
A brother who is meeting you today, but may not see you again.
所以当他们拿了粮食，
so after they took the food,
第二天要走的时候，
about to leave,
又是吩咐他属下的人，
Joseph commanded his people,
把他们买粮食所有的钱都放回他们的口袋，
to put the silver back into their sacks.
难道我又是需要这些钱吗？
Joseph would not need the money.
难道我趁着你们一需要的粮食，我敲你一笔吗？
And certainly he would not take advantage of them.
你带回去。
So take it all back.
我根本不在乎这些钱的问题。
I do not need all this money.
他再吩咐一件事情，
But one more thing,
请把我的云杯放在便雅悯的口袋里面。
take my silver cup and place it in the sack of Benjamin.
这些人拿粮食的时候，就把银杯也放进去了。
And so these people planted the cup.
然后包起来了。
And kept it.
第二天一早。
The next morning.
他们说你们可以回去了。
And he told them to leave.
我有一件事不明白的。
One thing I do not understand.
他们在抵粮的时候，为什么不看看到底抵得怎么样？
They should have looked into the sack.
我平常买东西的时候
，When I buy things,
人家包的时候，除非很熟的人，我会注意一下包的对不对。
When people wrap things up, I want to observe it carefully.
有没有少包进去
？Whether they put in the right amount of things.
我不会问说有没有多包进去。
I will not ask whether they put more things in there.
几乎没有卖的东西会多包一些东西进去。
Almost never happen that people will give you more.
所以这个看一看是常情。
So it is quite normal to observe.
但几次发生都没有这样的事情。
But it has happened a few times.
他们好像包的时候都不再看他。
The brother seems to be looking somewhere else.
让他们自己去包。
When the food is placed into the sack.
是不是那是埃及的规矩？我不知道。
Maybe it's an Egyptian rule.
是不是他四个兄弟个个都这样糊涂？我也不知道。
Maybe all the ten brothers are confused.
圣经没有讲，所以我不能解。
I cannot explain it this way.
我是解经不解无知经。
I would not say what's not in the Bible.
当他们回去的时候呢
？After they left.
他们等到家才算。
When they went
这一次有一个神学教授到我们南边教书。
A theologian came to our place to preach.
回去的时候
，When he left,
我们把路费给他
，We gave him
把酬谢金给他
，Honorarium, transport fees,
几千块的美金
，A few thousand US dollars
放在他的小皮包里面。
We put it in his bag.
他在贾加达飞机场要上飞机前，就把那个小皮包留在厕所就走了。
But he left the bag in the toilet at the airport.
所以机票也没有了。
So he lost the plane ticket.
所以来教书酬谢金也不见了，机票的钱都在里面。
All the fees we paid him were gone.
很累，上飞机就睡觉，很像雅各的这些孩子们。
He went to the plane and just fell asleep.
等到回家才看东西的。
When he went home, then he started.
结果有人到飞机说：“哎，哪一个人丢皮包的？”
And then someone went to the plane and said, "We found a bag."
哦，他说是我。
He said it was me.
原来他已经六十。比我小一岁，六十七岁了。
He's 67.
所以呢，就把那皮包拿了。
And then he took
back. 他也没有看里面有没有东西丢了。
He never checked whether things were lost.
很像旧约的圣徒。
Just like these people.
就皮包包起来。
He just took the bag.
放在皮箱。
And put it in his.
到了 Hawaii 才下来的时候。
When he reached Hawaii.
他就打了一个 SMS 给我的同工。
He sent an SMS to us.
感谢主，我留下了皮包，里面几千块美金，后来他们拿回给我了。
Thanks be to God that I recovered my lost wallet.
里面少多少我也不知道，反正我很累。等回到 Philadelphia 我再来看。
He said I only check when I return to Philadelphia because I'm too tired.
那我同工就对我说：“唐牧师啊，发生这样的事情。”
And my coworker reported this to me.
可怜这个老人家做了半死，教书教完了什么都没有了。
He said that wow, this elderly person worked so hard and nothing.
因为我平常只有带支票，没有带现金。
And he wrote the SMS, he only bring check, he never carry
cash. 带现金就变成没有了。
And so if he carry cash, he will disappear.
怎么办呢？
What would he do then?
他也不
开。He didn't open his wallet, he didn't check.
后来过了几天。
A few days later.
他又跑了别的城市。
He went to another city.
到了 Philadelphia, 他开起来看的时候，糟糕，剩下1200块。
In Philadelphia, he discovered only $1,200 was there.
里面有几千块钱不见了。
There were many thousands of dollars.
所以怎么办呢？
So what would
he do? 我很难过，很难过。
I was very sad.
所以为我的同工说
，So I told my coworker,
我们布道团再照着他丢的钱寄给他好了。
Let us send him the money that he has lost.
因为老人家走了半个地球，做了这么多工作，结果什么都没有，很可怜。
But this elderly person has traveled halfway around the world, and we have to compensate him.
不要他到印尼吃了这么大的亏，我们宁可自己省一些，把钱就储蓄一些给他。
And so we just try our best to give him his lost cash.
我对钱是这样的心情。
This is the way I treat money.
那么我自己呢，不会为钱跟人家吵过的。
I never quarrel with people over money.
别人有需要的时候，我想怎么样帮助他。
If others have need, I will try to help them.
那你不要告诉你需要，我没有办法每个都帮助。
So don't queue up and tell me you need money.
那么后来过几天以后
，A few days later，
又在哪个 SMS 来
？He sent another SMS.
他说呢，其实那些钱没有丢。
He said actually they were not lost.
是在另外在皮箱的某一个角落找到的。
I found it somewhere else.
所以我想这个老人家对钱的事情糊里糊涂。
I thought that he is very confused with money.
所以我们就不寄给他了。
And so we didn't send the additional cash.
他说你不要寄钱来给我。
He said don't send more money.
感谢上帝没有丢。
He thanked God that he was not lost.
我起初心里气死了，印尼人这些人抓到钱一定拿的，这些人哪里可靠？我就把印尼人全部的心里怪了，现在对钱印尼都得罪了。
At first I thought that the Indonesians must have stolen his money, so I've seen again.
印尼的回教徒也有异人呢。
There are good people among the Indonesian Muslims as well.
印尼的基督徒也有犹大耶。
There are also Judas among Christians.
对不对呢？
So I must be careful what I say.
有时候太信任人。
Sometimes we trust people too much.
信任错了就吃亏了。
And we are at a loss.
有的人太不信任人。
But sometimes we suspect everyone.
所以结果也吃亏了。
In the end, you also lose out.
有一次呢, 有一个牧师请我带钱给他的哥哥。
There was a pastor who asked me to send money to his brother.
我很急, 我说好好, 我就带了, 就到他哥哥那边交给他。
So I took the money and I went to his brother and gave it to him.
结果他哥哥在我面前算的时候,
As the brother counted the money before me,
少了你们的钱大概5毛钱。
There were 50 cents less.
他说你带的钱什么少5毛钱。
He asked me, why is there 50 cents short?
我说糟糕了。
I said, oh dear.
我因为没有算,
I didn't count it before.
我就这样包,
I just wrap
就这样给,
it up and I give it to you.
结果少5毛钱。
And it's short of 50 cents.
结果他传出去, 唐牧师连5毛都要。
What he can do is tell people that now, Dr. Tong won even 50 cents.
这一生就宁可一根毛都没有。
Then I, my reputation is lost.
苦得不得了,
so I was so sad.
第二次,
the second time,
他再把 钱交给他哥哥的,
Again, he asked me to send money to his brother.
我说对不起,
I said, okay, let's sit down.
一张一张算,
and we count it twice.
什么毛我都不要,
I want to be very sure.
所以做人呢, 要先小人后君子。
So sometimes we need to suspect people first.
很多事呢, 你不留心行光明事。
Very often we fall into a trap.
就发生了黑暗之子的种子在里面。
And the seeds of the sons of darkness
come into us. 虽然行的是光明事,
although we do things in the light,
还是要留心行。
We still need to be cautious.
有一次有个牧师为他的教会建立拜堂，你目前, 我是不做这个事情的。
There was a pastor that tried to raise funds for his new church.
因为这四门生病, 他就自己一个人。
The deacons were sick, so the pastor went himself.
虽然你已经来了,
he said, although you have come,
请你不要去募捐,
do not raise funds.
因为你自己一个人来,
because the pastor came alone.
如果他们来,
and the pastor said, why? If the deacons come, you have to pay double.
他又在生病中间,
and the deacon is sick.
马上写信, 或者打电话告诉他, 一定他来, 两个人一同到了, 才开始去募捐。
And I tell him that you must have two before you try to raise funds.
免得你热心行光明事。
As because you are fervent to do things that are right.
你热心不贵不对, 圣经说要留心不是热心。
The Bible says we ought to be cautious.
留心行光明事。
To be cautious and do things in the light.
就是这样。
That's how it is.
以后你们买东西好好看他怎么包啊。
So when you buy things in the future, be careful how people wrap it up. Do not be like the brothers of Joseph.
他们把东西带回去了。
As they brought the things back,
一走了以后,
after they
left, 刚刚不远,
not far from
the place,
Joseph commanded his servants to chase after them,
追回来,
to grab hold
of them,
because my cup is missing.
自己叫人背放进去,
he
himself
has planted the cup and now
he can't serve.
How can Joseph be so evil?
神所爱的人也这么坏蛋?
How can God's servant be like this? But I understand this.
刚刚走不久去追,
he chased after them right after they have left.
表示他真的不愿意, 一两个钟头看不见他的弟弟。
It simply meant that he would miss them so much.
刚刚走,
they just left.
就把他追回来,
and he go after them.
因为他太想念他,
he missed them so much.
他太愿意跟兄弟在一起,
he really wanted to be with them.
这种感情我们要了解。
We must understand this.
所以他们被追回来的时候,
so after they all got chased back,
讲一句话,
and they said,
我的主人的杯不见了,
the cup of my master is lost.
你们中间有谁的袋子里找到的?
Where would this be found?
谁就做主人的奴仆?
Whoever the silver cup is found will be a slave.
这个条件提出来的时候,
when this demand was given,
他们怎么讲呢?
Their answer was, very well,
就这样,
be as you have said,
断没有拿你的东西,
none of us have taken your things.
绝对不会做这样的事情,
we will not do this.
因为他们本来没有做嘛,
they never did this in the first place.
本来没有做是你自己承认的,
you yourself has admitted this.
等到东西查出来时你不能否认的,
but when the thing is found, you cannot escape.
所以他们就给人随便理由了。
And so they have made a covenant without being cautious.
这样的疏忽啊,
these sort of mistakes happened many times in the Bible.
这一段的事情里面,
Within this incident,
他们做保,
they wanted to be the guarantee.
他们利用,
they had a covenant.
这是我们常常犯的毛病。
This is a mistake we often make.
我们为了表示我们诚实,
in order to show that we are honest,
表示我们不存心诡诈,
to show that we are not deceitful.
我们好像见义勇为, 很勇敢, 把自己的命都交出去一样。
Sometimes we are so bold as if we are to give our life up.
但我告诉你, 有一些人已经有一些把柄, 不是你的利用能够解决的问题。
But you must be cautious because sometimes people have tricks up their sleeve.
所以我们随便为人做保是很危险的。
It is very dangerous to be a guarantor for others.
我们随便答应别人一件事情是很危险的。
It is dangerous to just agree to anything people ask of you.
诚实的人以为全世界人都是诚实。
A honest person often assumes that the entire world is honest.
说谎的人以为全世界人都是说谎的。
A liar would assume that the entire world lies.
所以说谎的人想想你的情形，他以为你每一件事情跟他一样。
A liar would think that you are like him.
诚实的人总以为每一个人跟他一样诚实。
Honest person also will believe the same.
所以这就是基督徒吃亏的地方。
This is where Christians are often at a loss.
也是我到菲律宾去。
Once I went to the Philippines.
有一个很好的长老的孩子。
There was a son of a very good elder.
哭哭啼啼的回家。
Who was crying all the way home.
对他的父亲说。
And he said to his father.
我刚结婚半年已经发现全部错了。
I just got married and half years later I discovered everything was wrong.
只因为你太老实。
Because you are too honest.
我生在老实人家里。
I have been brought up in an honest man's family.
自己什么都很诚实。
So I have been honest in all things.
我以为每一个人都是如此。
And I thought everybody is like this.
结果我发现娘家，我的太太的家不是如此。
But I discovered that my in-laws are not like this.
他们是用很多的诡计把我绑住的。
They are deceitful and they trick me.
我因为太诚实了。
Because I have been too honest.
我现在掉在网罗的里面。
Now I have fallen into their trap.
而他父亲对我说。
And his father said to me.
我们太好了，结果呢，我们的孩子什么都不防备。
So our children are not cautious enough.
现在他吃亏吃的太多了。
Now he is completely at a loss.
要离婚不可以。
He could not get a divorce.
要接下去没有办法应付。
But the marriage couldn't carry on.
自己用分忧把自己绑死在里面。
And he has been trapped with the covenant of marriage.
那个时候我就对他说了。
And I said to the father.
所以你不奇怪。
So you should not be curious.
上帝把人放在伊甸园里面。
That God will place us in the Garden of Eden.
里面有一条蛇的。
That there will be a serpent.
还有一棵分别善恶树的。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们常常异想天开。
We are often too imaginative.
如果上帝造伊甸园，把门封闭一点，蛇跑不进去多好。
We think that if God would build a fence and the snake is kept outside, that would be perfect.
上帝造伊甸园，什么树都造，不要造那个分别善恶果树多好。
It would be great if God did not create the tree or the knowledge of good and evil.
为什么要多此两举呢？
Why would God do all these extra things?
伊甸园多了一棵树。
To have this extra tree in the Garden of Eden.
门里又多了一个缝，蛇会跑进去。
And there's a hole in the fence and the serpent could come in.
如果没有这条蛇，
if the serpent did not exist,
那么就没有试探了。
There will be no temptation.
如果没有这个树，
if the tree did not exist,
那么就没有这个自己死的果子了。
Then the fruit would not exist.
上帝为什么一方面造人？
Why would God create man?
一方面许可这些存在。
And at the same time allow all this to exist.
弄到自作自受几千年来，要一被救恩圣灵感动人悔改信主才会得救。
And for so many thousand years, Jesus had to come and have so much problem for us.
还要叫唐牧师到处布道讲的四生历劫。
And then Dr. Tom got to travel all over the place to preach the gospel.
如果没有那棵树就好了。
If the tree was not in the beginning, it would be great.
上帝啊，老人家真是多此一举。
Oh Lord, you must have been too old.
你实在是不够智慧。
You are not.
我们常常会这样想。
We often think like that.
所以很多基督徒就比上帝更厉害。
So many Christians think that we are better than God.
许多基督徒比上帝更精明。
Many Christians think they are have better brains.
他的家呢
？His house
就是一个没有分别善恶树的果子。
Would be a house without the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
伊甸园。
A garden.
没有蛇跑进去。
A place where there's no serpent.
的乐园。
A paradise.
那他的孩子从小长大
and we bring out our children
很平安
with great peace
很圣洁
great holiness,
最美丽的天堂
the most beautiful heaven in, at home,
连孩子上学校他都不给他进去
they will not allow the children to go to school,
我们就发明了 Christian homeschooling,
so we invent Christian homeschooling,
没有接触到黄色的只有白色的
there are no pornography, everything is white,
没有接触到坏人都是好人
they will not meet any evil person, everybody is great,
爸爸妈妈是天使长
The parents are like archangels.
哥哥姐姐是小天使。
The brothers are like little angels.
啊，你的最小的弟弟是最小的天使。
And you have the youngest one and the youngest angel. 天天住在乐园里
面。
Every day you live in paradise.
这些人好不好啊？
Are these good?
我告诉你，一出去就给人家吃掉。
Once they leave the house, I tell you they will be devoured.
你离开你的家，马上下地狱。
They will go to hell immediately once they leave your house.
因为他一直落在或者乐园里面嘛
Because forever they have been living in
paradise. 所以我告诉你、
so、I tell you
伊甸园里面一定有一条蛇的
The garden of Eden must have a serpent
一定要有一棵树的
It must have the tree
否则呢就没有试炼没有试探的人生是可怕的这个是乌托邦的人生
Because a life without trial and temptation is most frightening
为什么圣经是这么记载的
Why did the Bible record all these things
这是神的办法
This is the way of God.
我1970年第一次在香港讲到的。
In 1970, the first time I preached in Hong Kong.
有一个非常非常非常属灵的老前辈。
There was a very spiritual elderly person.
那个时候我30岁不到。
I was not even 30.
他已经大概六七十岁了。
He was almost 70.
他看我来布道。
He looked at my ministry.
特别跑来旅馆找我。
And he came to the hotel to look for me.
我要跟唐先生一同讨论一些事情。
He said, I want to have some discussion with you, Mr. Tong.
我哪里敢当
？I said no.
我刚刚不到30岁的。
I am not worthy.
他是世界出名的一个老人家。
He is a famous spiritual leader.
就是我不敢，我不敢。
So I said no.
那我们好好的思想，你有什么智慧可以分给我
？And I said, let us discuss what kind of wisdom you have.
他说，我请问，如果教孩子，你的看法怎么样？
He asked me, what do you think about education at home?
我说有什么更具体的意思我可以明白吗
I asked him, do you have more pragmatic examples?
圣经世界太邪恶
He said that we live in an evil age.
报纸充满色情败坏的消息
He said that the newspaper is filled with pornography and evil news.
基督徒家里的孩子天天看得很危险
It is dangerous for Christian children to keep reading these things.
电视节目9是不好的
Out of ten television programs, 9 is bad.
我说我就想问你什么办法。
And so I wanted to ask you, what is your solution?
我的办法就是自己先看报纸。
This person said my method is to first screen the newspaper.
不好的，我用剪刀把它剪掉。
All the bad news, things are not good, I will cut it out.
那么剩下比较好的交给孩子看。
And let the children read the good news.
他们就没有办法受那些坏的东西影响。
Then they will not be corrupted by the bad things.
请问你看好不好
？And he asked Mr. Tong, what do you think?
那个时候我就想说，我感到不大好。
And I say, I think it's not so good.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你的报纸是现今世界现实报道的报纸。
I said that the newspaper reflects the world as it is.
你把好的都留下来。
If you just keep all the good news,
坏的都剪掉。
And cut off all the bad news.
那我相信你的报纸一定每天一大堆洞。
I believe your newspaper will be filled with holes.
No, your paper will be many, many holes. That is a holy paper.
这个不可以翻译。
有很多洞的报纸嘛。那你以为那是圣洁的报纸吗 ？You think that's a holy paper? That's a many holes paper. 所以我说我是不赞成。
So I do not agree with.
他说为什么你不赞成
？He asked why.
那么孩子看到那些怎么样
？What would the children do looking at bad news?
我那时候又好像讨论，又好像审问。
It seems that he was trying to judge me.
我又要很勇敢讲出我的意见。
But I must be bold with my opinion.
所以我就对他说。
So I said to him,
上帝没有把蛇赶掉啊。
God did not get rid of the serpent.
上帝没有把树切掉啊。
God did not chop down the tree.
上帝让他的伊甸园存在这些东西，亚当，而且许可亚当受试探啊。
And God allowed Adam to be tried.
那你这样就让下一代很危险了。
And he said, then it's not good for your next generation.
如果不这样下一代可能更危险了。
But I said it may be more dangerous for them if you were to censor everything.
为什么呢
？And he asked why.
你的孩子看洞里面，不知道什么东西，一定到隔壁去看。
I said that your child would certainly go to the neighbor to find out what he's missing.
这洞里面有什么?
What is in that hole?
So many holes in my people.
那个那么多个洞。
So I want to see the unholy people.
我要去找那个
没有洞的报纸。
Newspaper without hole.
特别注意那个这里没有的里面是什么。
And they will be especially interested.
我真是第一次 shock.
That was my first shock.
到底要怎样处理这个世界败坏的事情？
How do we take care of the decadence in the world?
我们要让我们的孩子过一个最安逸、最圣洁、最平安的生活吗？
Do we want our children to have the best, most holy, the cleanest life?
很多人第一次做妈妈的时候，
Many people when they first become mothers,
我孩子就是加布列。
The children are like Gabriel,
天使，
like an angel.
所以他的这个门外面就写 Baby sleeps here, be silent, please.
在门外面就写那个 baby 在里面，请你大家安静。
你打开 plastic， 别别别别，我的 baby 在里面睡。
And if you make a bit of noise, they say my baby is sleeping.
那么这个 baby 以后长大怎么样呢
？And when the child grows up，
听狗放屁就心脏病。
They get heart attack when they listen to the dog.
他就心脏病，因为他受不了嘛。
They cannot take the noise.
所以我告诉你
，I tell you this，
我什么心脏病都不怕。
I am not afraid of heart attacks.
真的有心脏病就去医就是了。
Just go to the doctor. 为什么？ Have heart problem.
我生下来那一天。
The day I was born.
四周围都是大炮。
There were cannons all over.
日本跟中国打仗很厉害。
It was the war time.
就在这样的环境中间长大。
And I grew up in such an environment.
就在最吵闹的环境中间度。
The noisiest environment I studied.
我们住在一个房间。
The place where we live in.
不小啊。
Although it was quite large.
六公尺乘六公尺半。
About 6 meters by 6 and a half meters.
是相当大的。
Quite big.
但是八个人住在里面。
But eight of us squeezed in.
所以结果怎么办？
In the end,
我要读书在这个角落，他要吵架到那个角落。
We have to study in this corner and they will quarrel at another corner.
就这样读到读完高中。
And I finished high school that way.
然后才再去读神学院读书。
Then the theology.
就在这样的环境中间长大。
And I grew up like that.
所以怎么吵闹？
So no matter how noisy it is,
什么不平不安宁？
No matter how much,
都要想一个时间自己安静，自己自求自己努力。
I had to find a place where I have to be quiet by myself.
神用这样的办法训练人。
God would use this method to train us.
基督徒的家庭，
a Christian family,
不要为你的孩子造一个没有分别善恶果的伊甸园。
Do not create an Eden without the tree of knowledge and good or evil.
不要造一个没有蛇打扰的那个伊甸园。
Do not create an Eden in your house without a serpent.
让他们在风雨中间可以站立得住。
You need to help them to stand against the storm.
在大风浪中间可以不沉下去。
And they will not sink even when great storm comes.
大试炼中间可以站立得住。
You must train your children that they may stand firm in great trials.
这才是神的办法。
This is the way of God.
神就用这样的办法训练了他最爱的约瑟。
And God used this method to train Joseph whom he most loved.
圣经记载约瑟。
The Bible recorded the incidents of Joseph.
比记载但以理更详细太多了。
A lot more detail about Joseph than Daniel.
上帝使约瑟受磨练。
God allowed Joseph to be tried.
比圣经中任何一个人更可怕更多。
Trials that are most horrifying than other people in the Bible.
上帝的学校就是这样。
This is the way the school of God works.
上帝绝对不把你放在最安逸的摇篮里面。
God will not place you in the safest cradle.
不是摇篮，而是风浪。
It is not a cradle but a storm.
不是伊甸园，而是克西玛尼园。
It is not the garden of Eden but the garden of Gethsemane.
让你在大经炼的中间。
That you may encounter a great trial.
站立得住。
That you may stand firm.
持守你的心。
That you will hold firm to your faith.
依靠上帝。
That you will rely on God.
圣洁自守。
That you will have holiness.
精心仰望。
That you will be cautious and look for him.
等候上帝的时间。
And wait upon his time.
那么约瑟因为他不能等。
Because Joseph could not wait.
快把他们追回来。
So he summoned the servant to get them back.
他们就跟他利用了。
And then they had a covenant
with him. 所以我告诉你，不要随便以人利诱帮助自己。
Do not tie yourself up with, with covenants.
我们没有拿。
They said, Sir,
没有拿就是没有拿。
We have never taken your things.
一个没有犯过错误的人。
A person that has not made a mistake.
他对自己的清白是很勇敢讲话的。
Boldly speaks about his innocence.
但他没有想到有人陷害，把这个银杯已经放进去了。
They have never thought that someone would have planted the cup in there.
所以你没有办法。
So at that time,
跳到黄河也洗不清。
There are no way out of the situation.
那怎么办呢？查吧。
They said check.
查查查查的时候。
And as they checked,
真的给他查出来了。
They found the cup.
而且查出是在便雅悯的这个袋子。
And it was found in the sack of Benjamin.
哇，糟糕了。
so terribly
unhappy.
And the servant of
Joseph said,
all of you can leave.
照刚才所立的约,
based on the covenant we had earlier,
谁的代理找出来, 就谁做奴仆,
whoever Zach had the cup, you become a slave.
犹大紧张的半死,
and Judah was anxious.
所以他说, 我们全部做奴仆,
then all of us will be slaves.
所以他说, 我主人需要一个, 不要那么多,
and the servant said, we only want one.
你们没有事的回家去吧,
the rest of you can go home.
你们有你们的妻子啊,
you have your own wife,
你们有你的儿女吧,
your children,
你们去吧,
go.
这个太为难了。
So it was a difficult situation. And Judah came.
跑去见约瑟,
and went to see Joseph.
约瑟还在,
Joseph was there.
他就对他讲,
and he said to him,
你对我们说,
you said to us,
你有一个小兄弟吗?
We have a younger brother,
你有一个父亲吗?
A father.
我说有,
I said yes.
所以我实在告诉你,
so I tell you truthfully,
我父亲不是单单有这个小兄弟,
my father not only had this son,
还有另外一个哥哥已经没有了,
he had another brother who is no longer.
如果我要插嘴, 我就是了,
he should have said, I am the one.
但又是不讲,
but Joseph didn't say that.
现在父子相依为命,
and now the father and the younger son are together. Their lives are linked. If I do not bring back Benjamin, my father will surely die. And Joseph was moved. And Joseph's own family is right here. He certainly remembered the love of his father. And so do not treat my brother as a slave. And he made a moving speech. He said, I tell you the truth, that you know our difficulties. In order to convince my father to let my youngest brother go, I gave him my two sons.
爸爸,
and told my father he could kill them all. Because another covenant, I will bring Benjamin back for sure. Every time he made a covenant, he constrained himself. The more covenant he made, he trapped himself. Now he cannot go back. If Benjamin were to stay behind, so he think better not let my father die.
让便雅悯回去，我代替他做你的奴仆，好不好？
Release Benjamin and I will take his place.
我告诉你，犹大原来在这些事情上是显出比别的兄弟更义的人。
So in this matter, Judah was more righteous than his brothers.
他为了大局可行成,
he wanted to make sure that the entire situation was right.
牺牲他自己,
and he was willing to sacrifice himself.
犹大是最切合人性有肉有血的一个罪人。
And Judah was the first, although he was a sinner, he was really a good human being.
他与他玛犯奸淫,
like, although he had adultery with Tamar,
又被认出来以后,
and after he was recognized,
马上认罪,
immediately he repented.
马上承认, 他玛比我更有义,
immediately he recognized that Tamar was more righteous than he was.
从今以后就不再跟他玛同房了,
and he never slept with her again.
那他这样正直,
he was a righteous person in this way.
勇于认罪,
and he was willing to repent. Boldly he took on the difficulties. He boldly released his sons, and he wanted to take his place of Benjamin, to let Benjamin go back, so that the entire situation is preserved. And he was self-sacrificing. But God had mercy on him. And Judah, his tribe, was the tribe where Jesus came from. And he had so many mistakes. But after his weaknesses, he was able to manifest his own righteousness. So there are no scriptures like the Bible. That clearly display all the weaknesses and the mistakes made by men. Where there are great sins, we also see the manifestations of God's grace and mercy. This is how wonderful our God is. Are we better than Peter?
没有.
No.
我们就比犹大更好吗?
Are we better than Judah?
没有.
No.
彼得三次否认主。
Peter denied our Lord three times.
我们在同样的状况中间，很可能像他一样否认主。
We will probably do the same thing under the same circumstances.
犹大出卖主。
Judas betrayed Jesus.
我们中间很多人为了钱财不肯把我们的主尊伟大。
Many of us would honor money more than our Lord.
很多基督徒也在出卖主。
Many Christians are betraying the Lord as well.
问题是当你的罪被看出来以后。
The problem is when your sins have been recognized.
你是不是谦卑回到上帝面前
？And exposed, do you return to God in humility?
你是不是真正承认你是个罪人
？Do you repent and acknowledge that you are but a sinner?
我们不比彼得更好。
We are not better than the Apostle Peter.
不比犹大更好。
Nor Judas.
但是呢，彼得后来是蒙恩的。
Peter in the end received God's grace.
犹大后来不是蒙恩的。
But not Judas.
因为他从起初就不是以神的义。以神的旨意为他的中心。
Because from the very beginning, Judas did not have God as the center of his life.
我现在讲的这个犹大跟出卖耶稣的犹大是两个不同的人。
This Judas and that Judas are two different persons.
出卖耶稣的犹大。
The Judas that betrayed Jesus.
最后一次提到耶稣的时候，他不能用主这个字。
The last time he spoke about Jesus, he did not use the word Lord.
耶稣说：“今天你们中间有一个人要出卖我了。”
Jesus said, "Today one among you will betray me."
门徒就问主耶稣说。主啊，是我吗？主啊，是我吗
？And the disciples one by one asked Jesus, "Lord, is it me?"
等大家讲完了以后呢
？After everybody has asked the question,
犹大想糟糕了，我不讲就是我了。
Judas must have thought that if I don't ask the question, it will be me.
他也跟着讲。
So he will follow them.
是我吗
？He asked, "Is it me?"
他讲的时候呢
？But when he said that,
他说 ，Rabbi, 是我吗
？He said, "Rabbi, is it me?"
所以他不用主啊。
He did not use the word Lord.
Rabbi, 是我吗？
He asked him, Rabbi.
基督的关系从来没有建立在主以仆的身份，属于主的权柄的这个人生。
Because his relationship has never been between a Lord and the servant.
犹大一问耶稣的时候
，And when Judas asked Jesus,
最后一次对耶稣问话
，The last sentence he said to Jesus,
拉比是我吗
？Was Rabbi, is it me?
狗嘴不能出象牙。
He could not have said anything else.
永远不把耶稣当作主。
Because forever he never treated Jesus as Lord.
基督的救恩与他永远没有份。
The salvation of Jesus therefore has no part in him.
犹大最大的现在讲的旧约这个犹大。
In this Old Testament Judah.
犹大这一个旧约的这个人物。
Judah of the Old Testament.
他有很多的缺点。
Has many weaknesses.
但是他有见义勇为。
But he was bold.
有困难肯承担。
He would take on the difficulties.
有苦难肯自己站在前头。
And he would stand forth when there is great trials.
为了大局牺牲自己。
And he was self-sacrificing.
认错的时候承认自己的错，不再犯罪。
He would repent and would not sin again.
就上帝的怜悯特别临到他。
And so the mercy of God was especially on him.
他以他玛所生的孩子。
The children that he had, the son he had with Tamar,
原来上帝拣选成了耶稣的先祖
became an ancestor in the lineage of Jesus Christ.
这是非常奇妙的事情
This is most wonderful.
这是在罪孽中间的恩典
A grace that is seen among sin.
这是上帝的救恩的得胜
The victory of the salvation of God.
救恩不是为义人预备的
Salvation is not prepared for the righteous.
救恩是为罪人预备的
It is prepared for the sinners.
耶稣说人之来不是要呼召义人悔改，乃是呼召罪人悔改。
Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man come not to call the righteous, but the sinners into repentance."
雅各的十二个儿子里面
，Among the 12 sons of Jacob,
最安静的就是便雅悯。
Benjamin was the most quiet.
从来没有记载他讲什么话。
The Bible never recorded anything he said.
最神圣圣洁的就是约瑟。
And the most holy would be Joseph.
从来没有记载他有什么罪。
The Bible never said anything wrong about him.
结果最蒙上帝恩典的是犹大。
But Judah received the greatest grace from God.
这是神的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
为什么上帝不拣选约瑟的孩子作为耶稣的先祖？我不知道。
I do not know why God did not select the son of Joseph to be ancestor of Jesus Christ.
不能说约瑟的十二个兄弟都是娶这个自己的这个亲族的人，而约瑟娶的是埃及人。我不能这么讲。
I cannot argue it from the anger that Joseph married a Gentile.
但是呢
，However,
事实证明
，The fact is，
后来是从犹大支派产生的君王。
Then it was from the tribe of Judah that the king came.
犹大在这些事情上的显现
，But in these incidents，
都是很有意志 愿意牺牲自己的精神。
We see Judah displaying the spirit of self-sacrifice.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他在这一段对约瑟的讲话中间。
So in this sentence, the conversation with Joseph,
两次提到。
Twice he mentioned.
免得我父亲凄凄惨惨，白发苍苍下阴间。
So that my father would not go into the grave sadly.
一次是我恐怕灾难临到我父亲的身上。
The first time he said, I'm afraid that disaster will come upon my father.
所以犹大的这一段话语呢
？So in this sentence, a speech of Judah,
感人至深。
We are greatly moved.
就这一段话完了以后
，After he said these things,
上帝的时间到了。
The time of God was up.
所以呢，下个礼拜
，So next week,
我们就要看约瑟即刻承认。我就是你们的弟兄。
We will see how Joseph made himself known as the brother.
前几天我在吉隆坡飞机场买一本书。
Few days ago, I bought a book at the airport in Kuala Lumpur.
题目叫做 The Speeches Which Changed the World.
那个题目就是改变世界的
演讲。
演讲。
改变世界的演讲。
The speeches that changed the world.
我不大满意。
I was not too satisfied with it.
因为许多历史上最伟大的演讲都不出现在里面。
Did not record too many great speeches.
当 Julius Caesar 死的时候
，When Julius Caesar died,
Antony 站在他的尸体旁边的演讲震动了世界。
The speech that Antony
没有记载在
delivered was not recorded.
哥伦布的演讲
，The speech of Columbus
也没有放在里面。
Also not recorded.
还有许多很伟大的哲学家的演讲也不记在里面。
Also great speeches by many great philosophers.
第一篇
，The first one they record
就是摩西的十条诫
，was the Ten Commandments.
第二篇
，The second
就是耶稣的登山宝训
，The Sermon on the Mount by Jesus.
第三篇
，The third
就是穆罕默德
，was by Muhammad.
接下来就比多许多近代的哲学思想家的话语。
And then words of great thinkers of recent age.
林肯在 Gettysburg 所谈的话语。
And also the speech at Gettysburg by Abraham Lincoln.
Kennedy 的话语。
Speech of Kennedy.
毛泽东的没有。
None from 毛泽东。
Sukarno 的也没有。
Oh, Sukarno.
啊，那我现在不一个一个讲了。
I will not go into detail.
但我告诉犹大这一篇演讲。
But this speech by Judah
是惊天动地的。
Is a great speech.
他是全神贯注。
He was completely immersed in it.
自己的生命投入的。
And he gave off his life.
他离开家的时候
，When he left his house,
两个孩子当作人质。
He left two sons to the Jacob.
现在讲的时候
，And now when he said this,
自己的命当作人质。
He also gave off his own life.
真是感动人。
So it is moving indeed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
求主给我们在读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible,
读出里面很多平常没有注意到的事情。
May the Lord allow us to see things that we often miss.
上帝许可这些事情记在历史中间。
God has allowed these things to be recorded in history.
要光照我们
，to illuminate us.
要教训我们
，to teach us.
要提醒我们
，to remind us so many things.
求主帮助我们
，May the Lord help us.
给我们在这些的查经中间
，that in the expository preaching,
领受属天的。
We will receive wisdom from above.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
We will stop here this evening.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us.